Hello, my name is Lizzie Kramer, and I'm here with Michael Kennedy to talk about how plays can be used to address different issues of social justice.
I'm Michael Kennedy, and I'm the founder and artistic director of Creative Action Unlimited. And Creative Action Unlimited is a theater and film production group focusing on creating original productions about social issues that move the audience to take action from the perspective of social justice.
How do you move the audience to take action?
Every show that we do, we try to, obviously we're trying to move the audience to understand more about the complexities of the issue, that it's not a simple one and done kind of thing, but that, you know, most of the issues that we explore are systemic. And we recognize that folks may have more of a commitment to one issue than another issue. So we suggest usually three levels of action that people can take. We think of it as kind of small, medium, large, depending on how moved you are to do something in your own community about this issue and what your resources and time and talent are.
How do you find that audience?
Well, for one thing, we make a point of trying to partner with community organizations for each show that we do. There are always organizations in the community that are addressing these issues, and so we want to have them on board. We want them to understand how the arts can move them toward accomplishing their own mission. And obviously, we want their support because they're connected to the people who already deeply care about this issue or who have been impacted by it.
And how did this idea start?
I am someone who worked in human services for 35 years in the area. So I've worked in a number of different settings, including addictions and domestic violence, HIV prevention. So my background, my professional background is I have a bachelor's in human development and a master's in community psychology and the, you know, decades of experience in human services. So all of that was sort of my day job. And then I did theater for years and years, and I'm a playwright director. I was an actor. I'm still a sometimes actor. And so I have also studied psychodrama extensively. So I spent a lot of years looking at the intersection between the arts and therapy. And I found myself unemployed at one point and thought, okay, now's the time to do this thing that I've had in mind for years.
And what about art makes it easier to communicate or tell those stories?
I think most of us would rather see a production that moves us emotionally than read a research paper or an article online. I hope that we would rather see something artistic. The other thing is that I think that it brings the stories home, and the stories are what really change people's minds and hearts about issues. We're encouraging audience members to have empathy with the people that they're seeing on stage and to think differently about how they might be able to have an impact. And I think theater, probably all the arts, but theater, because that's my spot, has an incredible potential to move people emotionally and then move them to action.
Does any instance come to mind for where you've seen that play out?
So we have a show called Carry Your Heart, which is about suicide. And we presented it very carefully. So we had a representative from the Suicide Prevention Center of New York State in the audience, and we had a quiet room, and we were very careful about how we presented this topic. And then we did playback theater following the performance. Playback theater is a form of improvisational theater where people in the audience tell stories from their own life that are then played back as theater on the spot. Mm-hmm. So people in the audience could share from their own experience, how they related to the topic. Then we asked people to sign up for a suicide prevention training that was given by the Suicide Prevention Center like a week later. The center trained 15 people in the community about how you intervene effectively with someone if you suspect that they're suicidal. And about a week later, we heard back from one of the participants saying that some incident had happened in Stewart's, and that they felt that because they'd been to the training, they knew what to say and how to be helpful to this person. So that's a very concrete example, I think.
I'm just curious of some examples of productions that have been particularly significant.
We have 8 productions that we've created. So we have 2 shows about addiction and recovery. We have Any Addict, which is about the experience of being someone with substance use disorder and then the struggle to recover from that. Epicenter, which is a show about people who love someone who is actively addicted and what that's like for family and friends. We have two shows about racism, which is a really strong concern among everyone that's, you know, that's working here at Creative Action. So we created a show called Whitewash the Racism Project that was very successful for the past 3 years. And right from the start, audience members were encouraging us to make a film of it so that we could expand its reach. And honestly, I didn't have the time to really even think about that. And then COVID hit. So we crowdfunded, and the community was incredible. They gave us $10,000 to go ahead and make this film. And it's in post-production right now, and it's premiering in October. Phenomenal cast of people, some of whom have worked with Creative Action for 3 years on this project, including performing it live. And it's a really grueling show to perform. So big thanks to all of them. And the show that we're in rehearsal for right now is The Climb, which is a companion piece to Whitewashed. And it specifically focuses on color and money in the sense that, you know, we're looking at racial socioeconomic oppression in the United States. So that is also a film that will premiere this November. We have two shows about homelessness or housing instability. One is Shelter, which is a film, and we got a lot of support from Joseph's House in Rensselaer County for that one, so they were really helpful. There's a show that I wrote called SRO Single Room Occupancy, which is about three women living in an SRO and how the system fails them, as the system unfortunately often does. I think the last show, other than Carry Your Heart, the last show is Taken In, and that's about sex trafficking of minors, specifically in Rensselaer County. Every show that we do is an original piece. Almost all of them have been created collaboratively with the cast through interviews with people who have real life experience with the issue.
How do you find the actors?
I'm maybe biased, but I think some of the area's best actors have chosen to work with us, and we're really grateful about that. And one of the things that we do is that we really try to create a rehearsal schedule around people's other commitments so that those folks can work with us. We are specifically often looking for actors who are interested in writing or who are really good writers, good improvisers.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one of the things that I'm really going to be focusing on in the upcoming year is helping local human service organizations and coalitions understand that the arts are one of the community sectors that need to be at the table. So coalitions in general are expected to have 12 community sectors represented at the table, depending on what their funding says that they need to do. But those sectors would be a broad cross-section of the community, like health professionals, law enforcement, school officials, you know. And what's really interesting is that when this list of who needed to be at the table was created, the arts are never included. So there are a lot of organizations out there that are, you know, that are working to meet their mission, to, you know, to reach their vision for the community without considering how the arts might be able to help them do that. And so my goal in the next year is to really work with a lot of the organizations to understand that we already have some productions that they could use to meet their goals, and that we can also create all kinds of art that would help them raise awareness in the community about whatever issue it is that they address.